And another exciting development out of the west of Melbourne is, of course, the Western Melbourne Group's A-League bid. They held their fan forum on Monday night. The community in the Wyndham and West Melbourne area coming out in force to see what they had to say. And we've got Morris Bassetto on the line. How are you, Morris?
Good, thanks, Josh. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thanks so much for coming on, mate. We know you're a busy man and you've been down to business with the Western Melbourne Group this week. Tell us, what was the atmosphere like in the room? What was it like to see the enthusiasm of the local community?
Oh, look, it was really positive on Monday night. We had over 100 people there interested in what we had to present and asking questions, and the overall theme was really, really positive.
It's a great sign to hear there, Morris. So obviously in terms of the Western Melbourne Group, what sort of questions were thrown up? Was it more questions just based around stadia, kits, et cetera, et cetera?
Look, that was definitely the main two themes were around colours, strip, name, and badge. But also there was quite a bit of time spent on the stadium and the facilities. So they were the two really key themes. A few people asked about elite pathways, they're the two key themes were definitely stadia and team and kit.
Morris, speaking of elite pathways, something that caught my eye was if the club signs players from the local clubs in the area, you said the Western Melbourne Group will put a plan in place to compensate them.
Yeah, look, it's one of the things we've been working with in terms of our own internal financial model, and that is to help grassroots football and the community clubs reinvest in their own coaching and their own programs through some sort of financial compensation for children that trial and get selected in our youth academies, which we intend to have similar to the current A-League teams and FFA requirements.
Morris, in terms of playing out of a certain stadium, obviously, if the bid is to be successful, the stadium that is being proposed obviously would take some time to be developed. In the meantime, though, is there any plans potentially to play out of an existing stadium? Is GMHBA Stadium down in Geelong probably the primary location for most of these games?
Yeah, look, we're in discussions at the moment with the Cadinia Park Trust and in terms of playing our interim games at Cadinia Park as well as Amy Park. So nothing's sort of been finalised there, but we're in sort of deep discussions and have been for a little while. So, you know, those will crystallise, you know, upon receiving an A-League licence, we'll start to crystallise some of those commercial arrangements.
Morris, what exactly is the catchment area for the bid? How far does it extend into regional areas and so forth? Are you aiming to engage people further out, or is it just the West Melbourne suburbs primarily?
Well, we see the catchment as the western region, which covers metro and regional. So, you know, anything this side of the West Cape Bridge all the way through to Geelong and up, including, you know, Ballarat and Bendigo potentially as our catchment. And obviously we're not going to say no to anyone that want to be part of the Western Melbourne Group.
Talking about that catchment area, Morris, is there any plans to potentially play some friendlies or even some games out in those regional areas, potentially in Ballarat or even in Bendigo, if the licence is to be successful?
Yeah, look, absolutely. As part of our sort of pre-season and launching the club, we'll be playing all of our trial and practice games across the community facilities in the West, across the West, and trying to engage as much as we can with our community partners and try and, you know, really from the ground up develop our sort of fan and community base.
Morris, there is something I'd like to give you the opportunity to clarify. I read some stuff coming out on Twitter that the bid wasn't really interested or wasn't modelled and financially prepared to enter a potential, this is of course a hypothetical second division, and the club the bid would only stack up if it would enter the first division straight away.
Yeah, look, I saw some of those Twitter feeds and no doubt that everything was taken out of context. The question was asked about whether we'd be interested in applying for a spot in the second division. Well, reality is there isn't a second division and there isn't any spots being offered for a second division. So at the moment, the FFA are asking for bids for an A-League licence, and that's what we're doing. Having said that, and the translation to promotion and relegation, which is sort of the next topic for discussion, I'm a football person. I grew up with football, and our bid's about football first and foremost. Any football person would understand that the pyramid, the football pyramid and promotion and relegation is fundamental. That's in the lifeblood of football people and football clubs and the football community. So, you know, I'm certainly a supporter of promotion and relegation because I'm a football person, and so are the rest of the football people that are part of the Western Melbourne Group bid.
So, Morris, so just to make it clear, the fact that the Western Melbourne Group isn't prepared to enter a potential second division does not mean that the bid team is opposed to the idea of promotion and relegation in principle.
Well, it isn't prepared. I'm not sure that's the right question, Josh, because there isn't an opportunity to join a second division as of today.
A hypothetical second division.
Yeah, well, hypothetically, joining a second division would be very, very difficult. If you also wanted to build your own 15,000-seat stadium, yeah, it doesn't. You know, the economic sense isn't quite there. But certainly, the opportunity to join the A-League and be successful in an A-League licence allows a world-class football facility to be built, which is going to be to the benefit of the game across the country, and certainly for the West of Melbourne. So. You know, we can talk about a hypothetical, but that opportunity is not there to join the second division and then subsequently fight for promotion into the A-League. So, you know, it's a bit of a moot point, but if we join the A-League and promotion and relegation gets in, then we'll deal with that at the time that happens. But that's not in our control, and we'll just have to cross that bridge when we get to it.
Morris, thank you so much for coming on Evenings on FNR. I really appreciate you telling us about the fan forum and clearing that issue up as well.
Okay, no worries, Josh.
Morris Bassetto, head of the Western Melbourne Group bid, joining us here on Evenings on FNR Football Nation Radio.